E and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The nation's waiting for Supreme Court rulings on a series of major cases dealing with everything from abortion to whether former President Trump is immune from prosecution. ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington says two federal judges in Missouri and Kansas temporarily blocked the Biden administration's student loan debt relief plans.
Both of the judges were Obama appointees, and both found the administration exceeded its authority by trying to enact the relief without congressional authorization. These programs were more narrowly targeted than the massive debt forgiveness plan struck down last year by the Supreme Court.
Israel's Supreme Court ruled unanimously ultra-Orthodox men are not exempt from the country's military draft that could endanger Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition government. And the NTSB holding a hearing in Ohio on last year's train derailment in East Palestine, confirming a trackside detector failed 20 miles from the derailment that should have caught elevated temperatures in a rail car piece that was on fire. This is ABC News. Closing arguments underway in the case of a Massachusetts woman, Karen Reed, who's accused of killing her boyfriend, police officer John O'Keefe.
Prosecutors argue after a night of drinking and fighting, January of 2022, Reed intentionally hit O'Keefe with her SUV and left him to die in the snow in Canton, Massachusetts. During the trial, lawyers showed text messages revealing possible trouble in their relationship and played this police dash cam of Reed at the scene.
She kept saying, this is all my fault. This is my fault. I did this.
But the defense claims Reed is being framed in a police cover-up, saying O'Keefe was beaten and attacked by a dog inside the home of another Boston police officer.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. And major music labels, including Universal, Warner, and Sony Music Groups, are suing two AI song-generating companies for copyright infringement. The AI companies accused of stealing artists' work to train their models. Neither company's publicly revealed its training method. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you drop consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for the Republican National Convention. Peggy Williams-Smith is president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee. She tells the Milwaukee Press Club that hosting the RNC is already paying off beyond July's convention.
We will make an announcement very soon in August of an event that would have never considered Milwaukee without the expansion and knowing that we were hosting the RNC.
More than 50,000 people are expected to come. A ruling by the state Supreme Court on Monday leaves taxpayers to cover half of a $128,000 bill for the services of two redistricting experts. The consultants were hired earlier this year by the court to review potential new legislative maps. They said maps drawn by Republicans were gerrymandered, and the legislature passed maps drawn by Governor Evers in February. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks are ready for the draft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks general manager John Horst will be on the clock with the 23rd pick in the NBA draft and was asked, will he take a player for the future or one that contributes this season?
Doesn't mean that we wouldn't draft a player that can't really contribute now and really has a big time horizon and a big upside. That's something we'll always look at. But I think those other options in the past have been more attractive to us, and I think we've gotten great benefit out of it, and I think we'll continue to focus on those. And that's really what's going on right now this time of year, is you're just trying to generate as many of those options as you can to evaluate and hopefully make a good decision.
A blockbuster trade, the Knicks sending 5 first-round picks to the Nets for Mikal Bridges. Baseball, the Brewers with a 3-1 win over the Rangers. Joey Ortiz with a solo home run shot. Pat Murphy asked, did he know what he had with Ortiz in spring training?
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know much about the player. You know, when a guy's in the American League, and I've been in the National League for 9 years, I didn't know much about him.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a few showers and thunderstorms around here in the overnight. We'll see partly cloudy skies and lower 60s by daybreak. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies will prevail. High temperatures warming to the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. It's 69 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig. We'll discuss some of the issues that are impacting you and I every day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Lots of stuff coming up on the show today. Maggie Dawn will be here at 10:33 from the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. You can catch her every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. And then at 11:06, comedian and writer and a friend of Greg Bach's, Eitan Levine.
Yes.
Is going to join us, and he is doing something baseball related.
Yes.
In order to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Correct. He is throwing out 50 first pitches around the country, different baseball teams, minor league, major league, collegiate league, and he is setting a world record sponsored by Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes. 50 first pitches. He is in Milwaukee today. He's throwing out a pitch at the Brewers game today against the Rangers.
Cool.
And then he heads his way over to our friends, the Mallards.
In Madison.
Yes, indeed. He'll be throwing out the first pitch there on Thursday. So he'll be here at 11 o'clock. He is the most New York man I know. He is so funny and so sweet, and I can't wait to see him.
Fantastic. Stick around for that coming up at 11:06. Eitan Levine and his quest to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. We promised yesterday we would do a little recap of the storms that came through last night. Mm-hmm. Everything that I've seen this morning, it does not look nearly as bad as what we experienced in some areas on Saturday.
Yeah.
Which is good. And speaking of Saturday, the National Weather Service has confirmed now two more tornadoes from the storms that moved through Saturday. An EF2 touchdown in Argyle with 135 mile an hour winds, and that's where that old church from the 1800s was destroyed.
Yeah.
Just completely wiped off the face of the earth. Six other tornadoes also confirmed in Wisconsin. This is from over the weekend.
Yeah.
In Cornelia, Delavan, Geneva Lake, Janesville, Marshall, and Watertown. And we certainly got a lot of rain overnight and early this morning. It woke me up about 5 o'clock when it started thundering and lightning, and I know you were driving in when it was starting.
When I got here, it was raining, and then at 6:15, which at this point in the year, it's as bright as it should be out right now, it was dark as night. Not cloudy, not gray, not dark gray. It was black outside, and I was kind of like, this doesn't feel good. Didn't you say there was a piece of evidence from the destruction of that church?
Yes, there is a woman who went jogging in Waukesha on Sunday morning and found a check from like 26 years ago that had been written to the guy who mowed the lawn for this church. And so they had this canceled check
yeah.
from this man, And it flew 100 miles away.
Argyle, Wisconsin.
To Waukesha.
It is. Yep. 109 miles. My goodness.
Yeah. Which is just amazing. And it, apparently, except for being wet, the check was in great. It was in great condition. It didn't look like it had been through a tornado. That's for sure. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That is insanity.
But we wish them all well. I know that the church members actually went to church on Sunday, even though the building wasn't there, and they still held a service. So we send them lots of good wishes, and hopefully things can. I'm not sure what they're planning to do because that was such an historic property. So
I mean, I hope at least we will get some money to rebuild something.
Something, absolutely. Yeah. All right, we're going to talk this hour, this first half hour, about Project 2025. And this is something that we have talked about a little bit in the past.
Yes.
But I think it's really critically important that people understand what this would do if Donald Trump specifically and Republicans more generally get back in the White House.
Yeah. And this is something we have discussed before. And I want to make clear, and Jane and I have talked about this, this on top of our discussions with National Security Leaders for America, talking about NATO, these are all going to be ongoing topics. You're going to be hearing us talk about these things a lot in the next few months because we feel it's very important, because we know you can't listen to everything all the time.
You have lives.
You have lives. It's our job to dive into this stuff and sometimes get real bummed out. But we want to bring this information to you, and we're going to continue to do that because it is that important, something like Project 2025. I mean, now it's... We've been talking about it for
a couple months
now, and it is starting to get out there in the major news networks.
Finally.
So it is a thing, and it's something you should be paying attention to. So we'll be talking about that this first
half hour. Kevin Roberts is the president of the Heritage Foundation, which is behind Project 2025.
Yes.
And he appeared on MSNBC on one of the morning shows over the weekend talking about specifically Project 2025. And here, Kevin Roberts, again, the president of the Heritage Foundation, explaining how Trumpism, Calvin, are we ready with this clip? Trumpism is the new Republican Party.
This plan is about institutionalizing Trumpism. So, because I also know you all, you're not just the president of the Heritage Foundation, you're also president of the Heritage Action, which is the political action committee. And so, is it tied to Trump or not?
I said the context for that comment to the New York Times was that the work of the Heritage Foundation was to institutionalize Trumpism. Trumpism as a new version of conservatism, a conservatism that recognizes that by every objective measure, the United States is weaker in 2024 than it was in 1984. We also happen to think that's reversible, by the way. We're ultimately optimists. And by institutionalizing Trumpism, what we're saying is that even though we are known as Ronald Reagan's think tank, I'm a son of the Reagan Revolution, I'm very proud of that, that's 40 years ago, and we need to understand what time it is in America. And right now, Donald Trump, whether someone likes it or not, I happen to like it, is the standard bearer for conservatives.
So the new America embraces Vladimir Putin.
Commits felonies, gets caught.
That's all good.
Sexual assault, holds aid ransom to world leaders to get their get their support in digging up dirt on political opponents, makes fun of handicapped people, makes fun of and says horrible things about women. I'm not lying about any of these things. They're all on tape in the court system. This is your new standard bearer, folks. If you are a GOP member, if you are a conservative, this is your shining beacon in the mist.
This is the plan.
And I adore, so cute. We're optimists. We're optimists for to going to an America that is going to be grounded in xenophobia, pettiness, and
Christianity,
sycophant,
and Christianity. Steeped in Christian nationalism.
You know, Donald Trump, the man who loves the Bible more than anyone else. So,
Corinthians two. Yeah.
Corinthian even harder. I mean,
well, and this goes back to January 6th because I can remember Don Jr. standing up before the riot started at the rally saying, This is the Trump party now.
Yes.
This is no longer the GOP. This is the party of Trump.
And who controls the GOP? The RNC or the Republican National Party?
Oh, Trump's daughter-in-law.
Yes.
Lara.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you install all of your little cohorts and your little worshipers and your sycophants. You put them in all the important spots. And that's what Project 2025 will do.
Oh, absolutely. And for those Republicans, and I believe there are Republicans who do not support, who are not supporters of Donald Trump, this is your party now. They're saying it out loud.
Yeah.
It's ushering in an age of Trumpism.
Yes.
The new role model for the Republican Party.
Yes.
That it's should concern you.
Reagan era evolved. Like,
yeah.
The way he said that was so just, it made my stomach curdle because, for one thing, let's just face it, Reagan is too liberal for the modern conservative nowadays.
Oh, absolutely.
But we'll fix that by shutting the borders, executing our, and when I say executing, I mean it. I'm not being hyperbolic here. We will talk more about this soon, about executing those who go against what is believed by the great leader.
Well, I mean, Donald Trump said last week that any business leader that does not support him should be fired. So if you're a business owner, that should be very concerning.
And
what that if you don't support him, then you should lose your job because everyone should just support him, apparently.
Yeah, and these are billionaires he's talking to. He's not talking to me and you. We're not billionaires. He's talking to billionaires, the people who are supposed to be the 1% of the 1%. And he thinks that they are just as weak and disposable. We're not even going to talk about yet about maybe women who want to have access to their own bodily autonomy and what they think should happen to them. You know, these are the top echelon. We're nothing to them. We're would sweep us away. So if you are conservative, if you are in the GOP, if you are Republican and you don't like this, sorry, this is on your shoulders now because we can only do so much.
Well, our job is to inform and tell you what's going on.
Exactly.
And so that's why we're trying to break this down. It is online. You can find Project 2025 online.
Yep.
And we will include it in our show notes. We'll have a link in our show notes. It's almost 900 pages long.
Yeah.
So if you've got the time and the patience, I have not sat down and read all 900 pages, but you can find encapsulated explanations of what Project 2025 will do. We have talked about this with Joseph Pecky in the past.
Yeah.
About Schedule F and what this means for non-political appointed civic servants or civil servants, right? So these are secretaries. These are people who work for the EPA. These are people who work for the National Oceanic Administration.
They're experts.
They're experts. They're experts in their field. They do not have political affiliations.
They stick around.
They stick around over administrations from a Republican to a Democrat to a Republican to another Democrat. However it goes, they remain because they have the experience.
And the administration sees that as an asset to utilize for the future. They're not going to ask them to, you know, advise politically. They're going to say, hey, you are a climatologist. Stick around. We could use you.
Unless you're going to come up with research that the administration doesn't like.
Exactly. And that's where it goes.
So we're going to get into this a little bit more. We're talking about Project 2025. We will talk about Schedule F. When we return, if you would have a comment or a question, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
And she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't help. She don't mean no harm. She just don't.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Maggie Dawn from the award-winning Maggie Dawn Show is going to join us after the 10:30 news, so stick around for that. Right now, though, we are talking about Project 2025. You can find it online. We will have all the links in our show notes about what this will do, and it will essentially change how our democracy works.
Yeah,
pretty much. It will change everything. Tony Zimmerman pointed out on the live stream that John Oliver just did a segment on this 2 weeks ago on Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Did a great job. It's about 20 minutes. We'll include a link to that also in the show notes.
Correct. Yeah.
Does a really good job of encapsulating this.
Explicit language warning.
Oh, well, it's Last Week Tonight.
It's
so
the internet.
It is the internet. Yeah. So, yeah, keep that in mind. But here is a brief clip of John Oliver explaining Schedule F and who would be affected by Schedule F, these civil servants. Yeah. Calvin, let's hear that.
Schedule F would fix all of that. Basically, it's a new designation that would reclassify around 50,000 career civil servants as political appointees, meaning they wouldn't have civil service protections from getting fired, and whoever replaces them could be hired on loyalty, not on merit. Here is Russell Vought explaining the plan to Don Jr.'s fiancée.
We have a number of ideas, most notably Schedule F, which allows us to reclassify. If you work on policy, you have the opportunity to be reclassified and turn into an at-will employment. That doesn't mean you're going to get fired tomorrow, but that does mean that you are now working for the President of the United States. You're not working for your own institution or your own institutional benefits.
Right. You don't work for the institution. You work for the President. So if, for example, you're a government weather forecaster using your expertise to predict the path of a hurricane, and hypothetically, a president assembles the press only for it to become clear he's extended your map in black Sharpie for some reason, your job isn't to correct him, it's to say, absolutely right, Mr. President, you truly are the best at weather.
And that's exactly it.
Yep.
So whatever results the president wants, these people will be tasked with making that so.
Yes.
If they want to completely deny the climate is changing and things are heating up, here's the result we want. You guys figure out how to back that up.
Well, one of the things they talked about on that episode of Last Week Tonight, early on in a brief overview of Project 20 or the goals of a second Trump administration would be to abolish NOAA, which is the national, it's basically meteorology.
It's the National Oceanic Administration.
Thank you. And that is because they believe they're the leading cause of climate change, purveyors. They're the ones pushing the agenda. It's always about an agenda to them.
So NOAA,
yeah,
is responsible for pushing climate change.
Yeah.
Even though they have all the data to back up that the oceans are warming.
Yeah.
And things are changing.
Ice caps are melting.
Ice caps are melting.
Winters are milder.
This is real.
Yeah.
This is happening.
This isn't sexy either. This is just what it is. It's science.
But think about that more broadly.
Yeah.
scientists at the FDA, scientists at NOAA, decades of expertise. Mm-hmm. And if they're not going to say, yes, sir, Mr. President, I'll give you everything you want, they're going to get fired and replaced by, I don't know, how many other in-laws does Trump have that he can hire?
I'm sure everyone
and put into the government.
I'm sure, you know, someone will come out of the way. Like Jim Jordan will be like, I found a DNA test that we're 5/10 cousins. And this isn't even about like, it's about turning these positions into answerable to the president. You work for the president. You don't work for NASA anymore. You work for the president.
But or the Constitution.
This is the abolishing of NOAA, the DOE, the Department of Education. I'm pretty sure the DOJ, the FBI. They want to get rid of any group that has ever stood in their way. And once again, we're not being hyperbolic. We're not trying to scare you with, you know, over details or anything like that. We're telling you what is true. They want to get rid of anybody who has ever wronged them and create a position, a place where you work for the great leader.
Right.
And that's it. You don't have a boss at, NASA. Your boss is in the White House and you do what he says. And if you don't, find another job. Or who knows what else could happen?
Well, because we're just going to replace you with someone who will say yes. Yeah. We have Brendan from New Jersey is on the line. Good morning, Brendan. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that, you know, for goodness sakes, if somebody doesn't say the word autocracy pretty quick, my head's going to spin off. But, you know, realistically, this is just crazy. But MSNBC had the president of the Heritage Foundation on this weekend with Sonia and another person. And this gentleman, when you're talking about these civil servants that have been in these jobs for years, he literally said, well, you know, many of them give to Democratic causes.
We have that clip, Brendan. Yeah.
So, I mean, he just spelled it out. I mean, he just said it out loud. And so everybody better wake up or you're going to be paying for a government that doesn't want anything to do with anything you care about. That's all.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Brendan. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening, as always. Now, Brendan's absolutely right. And this is what we're playing is Heritage Foundation President Kevin Roberts talking to Michael Steele and the other anchor on MSNBC over the weekend. Kevin, do we have time to play the Kevin Roberts clip of Schedule F?
Talk to us about what that looks like. If Heritage is calling for removing 50,000 federal employees, who are you replacing them with? And where do they come from? I mean, even if it's not 50,000, if it's 10,000, if it's 2,000, where are they coming from and who are you replacing them with? Because I suspect a lot of those people you're talking about have been in the federal service for a long time and have served not just Republican administrations, but also Democratic administrations, et cetera.
They have. And 95% of them who give political contributions give them to the Democratic Party.
You're going to fire someone because they wrote a check to a Democratic candidate?
No, we're going to fire someone, and the number needs to be more than 50,000, considering that there are more than 2 million federal employees, because over the last century, the radical left has seen the administrative state as the fourth branch of government.
What?
They're unelected bureaucrats. Nothing against your dad, obviously, a human being. You know that about me and Heritage.
Right.
Oh. But ultimately, we have to devolve power from the imperial
but
city of Washington back to the people.
Because he wrote a check to a Democratic candidate without any appreciation or understanding where his political allegiance
we will dramatically
are.
Reform
that
agencies
matter?
That take
if
rights
doing
away
their
from
job,
people.
Why does that matter?
They're doing their job about a mission that's misaligned. For example, the U.S. Department of Education. Thankfully, President Trump deserves credit for saying that he wants to end the Department of Education.
Oh, okay.
That means that employees in that agency, even if they've been serving that mission with great competence, will have to go look for another job.
Kevin Roberts, Heritage Foundation president, appearing on MSNBC over the weekend. Yeah, we're going to go after people and we're going to fire people who don't support Donald Trump. And we're going to check your voting records and we're going to check your donations. And if you've ever donated to a Democrat, you're gone. I love how he says we're going to dissolve. No, you're consolidating.
Yeah.
You want to consolidate power with just your folks. All right, news is coming up next. We're going to keep this going with Maggie Dawn. If you have a comment or a question, leave it on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, 855-752-4842. Stay with us. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Yeah.
you got that something. I think you understand. When I feel that something, I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Fewer than 24 hours till the first Biden-Trump debate. The difference in prep styles between the two candidates, striking.
President Biden's debate prep entering a new phase with formal 90-minute mock debates. Bob Bauer, the president's personal lawyer, standing in for Donald Trump. The intense session's a stark contrast to Trump, who has been holding campaign events, policy meetings with advisors, and doing media interviews.
ABC's Rachel Scott. A handful of states ran primary elections Tuesday. In New York's 16th congressional district, moderate Democrat George Latimer ousted incumbent Jamal Bowman, who'd angered Jews and voted against the Inflation Reduction Act. In Colorado, firebrand Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert skipped a tough primary, running for an open seat clear across the state against a field of little-known candidates. Destructive storms across Oklahoma, 50,000 homes and businesses with no electric power. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Summer is the season of travel. Jesse Funk, the Air Service and Business Development Manager of the Appleton International Airport, says food in airports is more expensive for a reason.
One thing that a lot of people don't understand is all of that food has to be screened by TSA. So there's additional costs involved with both the TSA and with the restaurant employees to get that through and be secure so there's nothing bad hiding in those boxes.
Almost a million travelers a year use the Appleton Airport for direct and connecting flights. Eight people in Wisconsin have won the right to hunt elk during this season. The winners were randomly selected from a pool of more than 25,000 applicants. Elk were killed off in Wisconsin in the 1880s. After two DNR restoration projects in 1995 and 2018, Wisconsin's elk population is big enough to handle regulated hunting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Inside Out 2 has made $724 million worldwide in just 11 days. The Disney Pixar film just passed Dune 2 as the highest grossing film of the year so far and has given the summer box office major momentum as theaters prepare for other hopeful blockbusters like A Quiet Place Day 1, Deadpool and Wolverine, and Despicable Me 4. We'll see if the momentum keeps rolling. Scarlett Johansson would have been happy to have been eaten by a fake dinosaur, that is. The 39-year-old Oscar-nominated actress told comicbook.com that she has wanted to be part of the Jurassic franchise forever and has now finally landed a starring role in Jurassic World. Johansson says the first Jurassic Park was one of the first films she ever saw in theaters, and it changed her life. Johansson says she'd be willing to die in the first 5 minutes, get eaten by whatever, do craft services, and says she'll do anything for it. That's called not exactly giving your agent firepower at the negotiating table. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Just a few showers and thunderstorms around here in the overnight. We'll see partly cloudy skies and lower 60s by daybreak. On Wednesday, mostly sunny skies will prevail. High temperatures warming to the upper 70s to near 80 degrees. It's 69 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Remember WikiLeaks? Next up, we'll discuss Julian Assange, villain or hero.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive.
Well done, Calvin. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text, same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon continues to ruin on a daily basis. Excited to be joined by our friend and colleague, Maggie Dawn. You can catch her show every weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. And we're going to continue our conversation about Project 2025. We started off the hour playing a clip of Kevin Roberts, who is the president of the Heritage Foundation. He was on MSNBC over the weekend talking to the former head of the RNC, Michael Steele, about what this would do and how this will drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn that I wanted to share. And I'm sorry, Lynn, but I don't know. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. Should I be applying for a passport? I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary.
And we want anyone getting scared, getting a passport and moving away. Maybe, I don't want to say after the fact, but what we're trying to do is bolster your need to vote, to tell your friends to vote, to talk to people. This is we're having this conversation with each other, with you, the listener. Next step is to take this information, do some more research, and take it on to the next people, whether it's the people who you agree with, just to give them more information, or have those really hard conversations between now and November with those individuals, family, friends. You know, this is what we're trying to do now. We're not trying to, the goal is not to scare you.
It's to inform you.
Yeah.
Really, knowledge is power. And that's why we're trying to break this down and explain what this would mean, especially when we're talking about firing more than Kevin Roberts said more than 50,000 civil employees.
Yes.
Scientists, people who work for the FDA.
Yeah.
People with expertise and decades of expertise. We're going to get rid of them and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything. Right.
He's a bridge inspector.
We can just put him in.
But he's not. Like, there's this fundamental problem, right, that is baked into Project 2025. And it assumes that, well, of course, we're right about everything. And most really good politicians, most really good leaders that I know actually will make decisions with some idea that, like, what if I'm wrong and what are the potential negative consequences if my worldview or my policy isn't correct? Like, who might this hurt? What bad things could happen? In fact, that's how the best decision making occurs. My job as a lawyer, I've done it for nearly 15 years in government. I did it for like nearly a decade on Wall Street. My job was to make sure that my clients understood potential unexpected negative consequences of different, not just in a courtroom or in a deal, but like, what might this do to your operations? What might this do to morale? What might this do to your overall mission? Good decisions always will allow for, and people will be willing to talk about, hey, if this doesn't work like you think it might, again, here's who this is going to hurt. Here's what it might cost. And so when we start to look at what organizations like the Heritage Foundation and certain industries that are under a lot of pressure. Read pharma, big pharma, and big oil. What those organizations are willing to do is they're willing to paint a picture for conservatives out there that, like, don't worry, we're of course right, and we won't talk to you about any of the potential negative downsides if we might be wrong, even to a degree. And it's painted this false choice, right? And that, to me, is what is really dangerous, because by painting this false choice, they're convincing people on the right that the only way to proceed in our America, our shared America, is by adopting the most extreme versions of everything. So when Jane and Greg are talking about they're going to get rid of the civil service and federal government and replace it with political hacks that don't have the necessary expertise, that sounds like, oh my gosh, that's extreme. But that's the point. By creating a false choice, they push people to an extreme, and they don't disclose to any of you voters what the potential negative downsides should be. And guess what that is in nearly every other facet of our life? Fraud, right? And misrepresentations. When you buy a stinking chainsaw, it says, like, careful, might cut off fingers. Project 2025 should come with a warning label that says, careful, might destroy democracy.
Well, and Kevin Roberts was on, and I can't remember which program this was, but it was a far right show. And he essentially said, all of our plans aren't in the published Project 2025.
Of course they wouldn't be.
We're not going to tell the Democrats everything that we plan to do. So if you think this stuff is bad, imagine how much worse the stuff that they are not sharing with us about the effects of Project 2025.
You couple that with presidential immunity, which will be granted in some way, shape, or form by the gerrymandered kangaroo Supreme Court that Donald Trump constructed to protect himself from any accountability. You couple that immunity, right, with even if a fraction of what Donald Trump has said on the campaign trail is true, things like I'm going to be a dictator, at least on day one, and I will go after my political enemies.
And the media.
I'm going to dismantle the First Amendment. I'm going to sell environmental regulations to the biggest big oil bidder, plus Project 2025. If even just a fraction of that stuff happened, I'm going to tell every single one of you that's listening right now, your life gets worse the day after. There's just an op-ed that came out in the New York Times. I'm going to talk a bit about it today on my show. But I believe it was a Fortune 50 CEO. So, like, one of the top 50 CEOs of the largest companies in the United States said in the op-ed that CEOs of these huge companies are totally afraid of Trump because they recognize that the system might actually be broken. You can't make money if we're living in an authoritarian state. That ain't capitalism, right? If you start us down the line of the destruction of these institutions, that does not work with and is not compatible with capitalism. So if you're a free market fan, watch out. That isn't what they're selling. They're calling it that, but it's not. It's the picking of winners and losers, and that all depends on who's in power in the White House.
And that's one of the things we're talking about earlier is that, you know, he got it right up in front of billionaires' faces and says, give me money, I'll do what you want. Or if you don't vote for me, or if you don't make me win, you should be fired. And my point was, if he will talk to the 1% of the 1% like that,
yeah,
imagine just the nothing we are to him and the nothing we are to the people who will enforce these rules, which will most likely become laws. And when you talk about things like, you know, what about fraud? There won't be charges of fraud anymore because the courts won't charge. They won't do anything. They will be appointed by as in afraid of losing their job. So anyone can, like, at least in the government, can do whatever they want because there will be no consequences. And we already see there are no consequences, but even more so in this system.
Well, and no guardrails.
No. Exactly.
All the guardrails will be removed and replaced with loyalists. Like you said, Maggie, someone pointing out, hey, let's think about what if we do A, what is this going to mean further down the road?
Like, and work through the entire equation, yes, and the dominoes. Let's not be so limited. Let's not be so tribal. This matters to everybody. And guess what? As with every single political policy an argument that has ever been had in this country, things will go wrong. It's government, right? Yeah. And guess who bears the brunt when things go wrong? working people like you and me, as well as the poorest of the poor folks. That is the way that it will go. The one percenters and the Donald Trumps who grew up with silver spoons stuck up their rear ends, they won't be paying the price. No. You and I will, the regular folk.
Well, ultimately, I think they will pay the price. But initially,
it'll take a while.
It'll take a while. But yeah. look at Vladimir Putin's close friends and how that's all worked out over the decades for them. A lot of them had bad things happen with Windows.
On board or dead.
Yeah,
none of his friends can fly.
Amazing. John from Milwaukee has been very patient on the line. Good morning, John. Thank you so much for joining us. What did you want to say about Project 2025?
Good morning. Hey, I was interested in your discussion about that Mr. Roberts. I actually saw that program, and they asked him if Biden won the election. And he said, well, he's the president. You know, he wouldn't admit to it. And then they asked, he claimed a lot of fraud. And he was asked from the Heritage Papers how much fraud there was since 1982. And he didn't answer. And so she read it off the sheet. It was 1,513 cases of fraud since 1982, 22 years. And the guy said, well, that's because the Democrats are really good at hiding fraud.
Yeah.
Just absurd, unprovable denial. And I was just stunned by this guy's audacity to just claim things.
Absolutely, John. And we do actually have that clip. Thank you so much for calling and thank you for listening. Kevin, let's play that clip from Kevin Roberts again from over the weekend on MSNBC about accepting the election results for the November election.
Alicia just asked, is your organization going to accept the results of the 2024 election, regardless of the outcome?
Yes, if there isn't massive fraud like there was in 2020.
But what does that mean?
If there isn't massive fraud.
Do you believe that there was not massive fraud?
There was massive fraud. We have an election fraud database that has documented that over years. By the way, the Heritage Foundation has been concerned about election integrity for decades, not just about 2020. We've been documenting this problem for a very long time. And if I believe,
according to the Heritage Foundation, sir, by your count, Heritage Foundation has done an investigation, and according to your count, there have been 1,513 proven instances of voter fraud across the United States. Since 1982.
That doesn't seem like enough votes to swing an election for some reason.
No, there isn't. And there, if you go on the Brennan Center of Justice, they do a lot of work in this. They've done a lot of studies on voter fraud, and they have proven over and over again that there is not enough voter fraud for it to be a problem. It should be investigated. It should be taken care of. But it's certainly not something that has to require something like this, especially things like voter ID. But that's a different discussion. But over and over again, it's said that this is not the country-destroying problem that the Trump Party has said it is.
Yeah, the MAGA cult. Let's be clear about what's happening here. Mr. Roberts knows that what he just said on national television is a lie. Now, I don't know what's wrong with the FCC, but why is it okay to lie about that all the time on national television? Setting that aside, why is he lying, right? He is lying because that lie motivates the MAGA cult to vote. That is why a man who is unquestionably probably a genius level thinker, an incredibly smart person if he's leading the Heritage Foundation, that is a conservative think tank, they hire PhDs. This is a smart, smart man. That's why he's lying, because it is overt manipulation. So, and I'll say this, I represented Milwaukee County's Elections Board in the 2020 recount. I have seen ballots hand counted. I've seen ballots challenged. I've seen ballots challenged based on every single legal argument that Donald Trump's campaign could bring. I've watched machines count ballots. I've watched machines and then humans count that same stack of ballots. I can tell you, it ain't pretty. It is slow and painstaking. There is no fraud. There is no irregularity. There's no intentionality. This is not a thing. The system is so diffused of power that it is not possible. It's a lie.
We're going to keep this conversation going with Maggie Dawn, the host of the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4 p.m. across Civic Media. Stay close. Jack, I see you on the line. Please stick around. We will be right back. This is Matt Nair on air, coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network.
10,000 years, man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the
year. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things to keep in mind when you're between jobs or when money is scarce. Number one is a reminder that most of us are already tracking. As best you can, only use credit in emergencies. You know, like a medical emergency or when your only car breaks down. Try your best not to use them for everyday type expenses. That could cost you a lot more over time. Now, number two, if you know you're going to have a hard time paying your creditors, talk to them right away. You know, have those conversations before you fall behind on your bills. They might accept a partial payment. They might be willing to work out some other arrangement with you while you're in a tough spot. And yeah, nobody likes having those conversations, but it's better than the stress of avoiding creditors later. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Even the camera doesn't want to look at you this morning. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Sweet Kelby on the board, and we're joined by Maggie Dawn here at our studio in downtown Waukesha. We're talking about Project 25, 2025, and you can always join the conversation at 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Jack from Merrimack, thank you for your patience, sir. What did you want to say about Project 2025?
Well, first of all, I was listening to an interview with a Trump supporter some time ago now, but he literally said something like, and this is a paraphrase, not a quote, if I wanted to live in a democracy, I wouldn't be voting for Trump.
Oh,
now, that's a frightening statement by itself. The acolytes, the cultists, they clearly understand what they're voting for, but they don't understand, I sincerely believe, what the results will be, which Maggie has pointed out. She stole some of my thunder, but it won't just affect those who are not exactly Trump supporters, shall we say. It will affect the entire country, and given America's footprint in the world, it'll affect the whole world. One of the main things that Project 2025 demands of people who are involved in scientific research and regulatory agencies is that all scientific results have to be in alignment with, quote, conservative principles. Now, what the heck does that mean?
Pretty
clearly.
Yeah, Jack, here's the result we want. Now do research to back this up. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
It's bizarre, though, if you asked a third grader to define the scientific method. Weird. They wouldn't say ginning up results to match a predetermined outcome that you wish to see. not the scientific method.
Thank you so much, Jack. Appreciate it. And to kind of reiterate and back that up, Calvin, let's play that clip from John Oliver on Schedule F. And what this is going to mean if Donald Trump gets reelected in November.
Schedule F would fix all of that. Basically, it's a new designation that would reclassify around 50,000 career civil servants as political appointees, meaning they wouldn't have civil service protections from getting fired, and whoever replaces them could be hired on loyalty, not on merit. Here is Russell Vought explaining the plan to Don Jr.'s fiancée.
We have a number of ideas, most notably Schedule F, which allows us to reclassify. If you work on policy, you have the opportunity to be reclassified and turn into an at-will employment. That doesn't mean you're going to get fired tomorrow, but that does mean that you are now working for the president of the United States. You're not working for your own institution or your own institutional benefits.
Right. You don't work for the institution. You work for the president. So if, for example, you're a government weather forecaster using your expertise to predict the path of a hurricane, and hypothetically, a president assembles the press only for it to become clear he's extended your map in black Sharpie for some reason, your job isn't to correct him, it's to say, absolutely right, Mr. President, you truly are the best at weather.
Well, and but I mean, play this out further. They want to get rid of mifepristone. They're going to go to the FDA, or what is left of the FDA, and say, we want this to be determined that it kills women, even though it doesn't, even though it's been around for decades and it is perfectly safe to use. We want you to come up with something that will prove that this will kill women, because we don't want women to have access to safe and legal abortions.
Oh, and I'm sure the Supreme Court will then defer mightily to the expertise at the FDA that now isn't expertise, but simply personal loyalties and people that'll fudge results to get the outcomes that they'd like. Listen, the last time I checked, I thought the like mantra of conservatism in this country was like, this is a meritocracy and you should be able to pull yourself up by your bootstrap.
That was a great impression. You sounded like my uncle.
What? Wait a minute. In government, you don't want merit? He literally said, not for any of those. We want loyalty, not merit. Except that's garbage. It's inconsistent with what you have said all along. This is just like a bingo hypocrisy. There's hypocrisy that happens, I would guess, in every long-term elected official's political career. Numerous times.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Where they say one thing, do another, or where they flip-flop. This is hypocrisy on a system-wide scale. It is the gaslighting of America. They want to reach into your pocket and take more of your money while you say thank you very much. They want to get rid of the regulations that protect you and your family's health and for you to say thank you very much. This is all a pack of lies and misdirection. Shame on this guy.
Andrew from Maine has a comment on the live stream. Representative Chip Roy of Texas is taking Project 2025 a step further. He doesn't want to simply fire you if you have registered as a Democrat working in the government. He wants to kick you out of the country.
And they want to jail women who have abortions.
They want to execute women.
And that's
women.
What I was talking about earlier, is that that's where, as far as they want to go. They want to execute people for this kind of thing. And here's the question. I've been posing questions to Trump supporters, MAGA supporters, Trumpalist, I don't know what we want to call them anymore, because it's not the GOP.
Cult members.
There it is. But the question I have for them is, you listen to this information, read the document yourself, and listen to those leaders speak, the conservative leaders, the Heritage Foundation. What does this gain for you in the long run? You are not a billionaire. You are not a Fortune 500 CEO. You are none of these people who benefit from the government working in this fashion. How does this benefit you as an American?
Well, and as Jack said, he talked to somebody who said, I don't want to live in a democracy. I don't care.
Here's the thing. Like, I guarantee the guy that said that is, one, a man and white and hetero. Okay. No one living right now has ever lived in anything but a democracy. I suggest you shut your yap, stop talking about stuff you don't know, and listen to people that live in these authoritarian regimes like Turkey and Hungary, that the Heritage Foundation
loves.
Is buddies with.
Oh, yeah, they love
and
them.
And ask them how it goes when they speak their mind about a current sitting leader. You know, like the things that Donald Trump says about Joe Biden every day on the campaign trail. In places like Hungary and Turkey and Russia, where they don't have democracies anymore, President Biden gets locked up or President Trump gets locked up. What if it's your guy that's getting locked up?
Maggie Dawn, you can catch her weekdays 2 to 4 p.m. across Civic Media. Thank you so much for joining us today, Maggie. Really, really appreciate it. News is next, and then happier things on the other side. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us in the 11 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about all the ramifications 2 years after Dobbs. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.